Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, July 18th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. The corporate world must include podcasting. Children are getting hooked on technology at an earlier age. Canada tells its employees to leave their iPods at home. And it was the Da Vinci Code, now it's the iPod Code. In an article on podcastingnews.com, a new report from an interactive marketing and technology services firm called Avenue A Razorfish stated that company intranets need to add blogging and podcasting, or else they're going to become irrelevant. It claims that today's employees expect and demand the same website experiences at work that they receive at home. The article states that according to the new corporate intranet's best practices report, the five consumer web ideas are auctions, podcasting, social search, audience rankings, and blogging. The report also notes that a company can use podcasting for audio white papers, meeting recaps, product demos, and virtual conferences, and this will keep your employees up to date while they're commuting to work. Children are becoming more and more tech-savvy. A recent story from the Atlanta Journal points out that children in the United States are playing with video games, using cell phones and MP3 players by age 7, and according to the article, that's about 6 months earlier than just 1 year ago. This doesn't even include family computers, DVD players, TVs, and all the other gadgets around the home. According to a recent online survey of 3,540 parents, most kids are adapting to technology earlier than ever before. On average, kids use televisions by the age of 4. By the time they're 6 years old, they're using desktop computers and video game systems. By the time they're 9, cell phones and portable digital media players are in use. Of course, there is a problem of not getting enough outside time, and that relates to health problems such as repetitive strain injury. According to an article, a young girl in England was diagnosed with repetitive strain injury from sending too many cell phone text messages. And in a Boston University study, 40% of 6th graders who regularly use computers complained of musculoskeletal disorders. Doesn't the old saying go, everything in moderation? Well, I guess the children of today don't know that one, since an 8-year-old girl sent 30 text messages a day to her friends and wondered why the pain in her wrists had spread to her fingers and arms. The report does give advice on how to deal with the health risks. Ergonomics experts have advised kids to take stretch breaks every 15 to 30 minutes when playing video games or using computers to use good posture and position their hands correctly, or they can just limit their playing time. Canada is getting tough on employees who bring their iPods to work. In fact, according to a recent survey, there's almost a 1 in 3 chance that your boss will tell you to leave your iPod, your personal laptop, and USB storage device at home. An article from MacNewsWorlds.com reports that there is a rising fear of data theft in corporate Canada, as well as governments that store sensitive information, and they are targeting computing devices from MP3 players such as Apple's iPods to laptops and personal digital assistants. According to the article, the Survey of Information Technology Managers commissioned by Sun Microsystems Canada found 30% had banned MP3 players from the workplace. They fear that even a modestly sized player is a high-capacity data storage device that can plug into any computer via its USB port. Andy Canham, president of Sun Microsystems Canada, says instances of employee laptops that have been stolen or lost, sometimes compromising such things as health and tax records, have helped raise awareness about the control of data outside the workplace. He said those technologies have become so prevalent in the world of both business and consumer communications, they lend themselves very easily to getting lost or getting tapped into. The report explains that things have changed in the business world. Companies used to worry about being sued over losing personal information. Now they have to think about a broad business backlash. Managers have to balance security against the privacy and goodwill of their employees. The article claimed that 81% of the companies surveyed believed workers with remote access to information, and many employees received cell phones, laptops, and remote access to their networks. The survey also discovered only 30% of them had understanding of the risks involved. According to the report, there needs to be a set of policies that decipher who has access to sensitive information, how that access is recorded, and how to educate companies and their workers on creating a secure environment. Till then, keep your iPods hidden. The real estate business is taking podcasting to heart. Podcasting.com reported that there is a new service that helps real estate agents create audio and video podcasts without having any technical skills. It's called BuzzBox. It claims to be the first complete real estate podcasting solution online. The Real Estate BuzzBox podcasting platform was developed specifically for the real estate industry, and BuzzBox co-founder Rodney Rumford believes that agents can use podcasting for communication, branding, sales, and marketing purposes. Coming up, I'll introduce you to a pop music star who's just too lazy to download music onto his iPod. And the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. The latest version from Troy is now available. The Troy Dialog Plugin 4.5 is the latest version of its tool that displays dialogues in FileMaker Pro 8.5. The new version is recompiled to run with FileMaker 8.5. It has been converted into a universal plugin, which will run natively on PowerPC and Intel Macs. The Troy Dialog plugin 4.5 requires Mac OS X 10.3.9 or later and is priced at $49 US, and a free demo version is also available. There's a new device that will turn your iPod into a karaoke machine. The device created by Cavs is called the IPS-11G Karaoke Station. It allows you to access and playback music, photo, video, and karaoke files stored on an iPod or USB storage device. The multimedia files are played through your home audio-video system, and according to the company, your iPod doesn't have to be capable of playing the audio-video or karaoke files. All you have to do is store the files in your iPod. The IPS-11G will access your iPod and play the files. Even if you don't like to sing, the IPS-11G lets you turn your iPod into a home theater system to enjoy music, photos, and movies. Curio Technologies has released a new version of Curio Mail Server. 6.2 is now a universal binary that will run natively on Intel and PowerPC-based Macs. It was created as an alternative to Microsoft's Exchange Server software. It can also be used for contact management and calendar synchronization, and it supports Apple Mail, iCal, Address Book, Microsoft Entourage, and more. Altec Lansing has introduced the InMotion IM500 portable audio system for the iPod Nano. According to the company, the wafer-thin designed speaker system is 67 inches thick and has impressive sound clarity. It features a built-in iPod dock, a fold-up design, and broad-face speaker cones with MaxBase technology. The IM500 is AC or battery-operated that takes 6 AAA batteries and will provide up to 10 hours of battery life. It comes with an auxiliary jack for using the speakers with other devices. In all, the speaker system weighs just 12 ounces and folds to a close at 8.5 inches wide and 5 inches high. The IM500 includes a carrying case, and it sells for $130 US. ProSoft Engineering has released NetWare Client for Mac OS X IP Edition 2.0. This application has been designed to connect Mac systems to a Novell network using the IP protocol. The software features an integrated login process that will allow the Mac to boot with a single login prompt. It includes contextless logins that allow a user to log in from anywhere on the internet by providing a username and password, and full context information is provided automatically. The NetWare client features a brand new browser as a standard application rather than a menu bar item, and users may elect to launch the browser automatically on startup. The software is a universal binary and requires Mac OS X 10.4.2 or later. Matrox has announced that it has just shipped MXO. This is for Mac users who edit professional-level video. This unit is able to convert computer video into TV video and will allow the signal to be recorded easily in real time. It can connect to the Mac secondary DVI port and also hook up to the USB 2.0. It can be output to a variety of formats such as component, composite, S-video, and even SDI in both high definition and standard definition. MXO is compatible with most Macs, including laptops, iMacs, and G5 desktops. The MXO now helps Mac users get full 1080i effect, but isn't cheap. It'll cost you $995 US. It's no difficult task to download music to an iPod. I know that. You know that. But ex-Mouseketeer Justin Timberlake doesn't know that. He has an iPod, but he gets his cousin to do the work for him using her laptop because he doesn't have one. According to a sad story from Macworld, Justin feels that it's too much that he already has to shave. Why does he have to worry about his downloading and, heaven forbid, carry his iPod as well? It seems to me that he's just spoiled and likes other people to do everything for him, but that's just me. His excuse is that he's technology challenged and he's too lazy, stating, "I can't get it into my head that I should make a commitment to carry the iPod around with me. It just seems like a lot of work. Must be tough." iPods in running shoes, iPods embedded in ski jackets, iPods on belts, iPods are everywhere. We'll enter the iCoustic guitar. It looks like a regular guitar, but this is no ordinary guitar. It has a speaker built into the guitar's sound hole. It has some onboard electronics that lets the guitar be used for audio playback from, you guessed it, iPods, digital recorders, and even other guitars. The iCoustic guitar sports a 1/8 mini input jack that will allow you to connect most music players and digital devices to the guitar, a 1/4 inch input and output jack that connects you to external amplifiers and sound pedals. The company claims that it is a great way to learn a new riff, and it could become a wonderful teaching device as well. If you're interested, visit iCoustic.com. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.